Katy Country 94 weather.
With the kids back in school and schedules changing, don't you think it's time to change your workout routine? The NCK Wellness Center can help. Come and check out our free group exercise classes, included with all memberships. Our instructors will help you stay motivated and have fun. We have yoga, Zumba, aqua, weights, and cycle classes. Something for everyone. Whether you work out in the morning, noon, or at night, we have a class for you. Stop by today and pick up a group X schedule at the NCK Wellness Center in Beloit.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise mainly cloudy skies expected. Highs around 82, southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 65. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow, high of 81. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 73.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Book your appointment for the Mitchell County Health Department's Health Fair, October 9th through October 12th from 6:30 to 9 a.m. at the Health Department, and Friday morning, 6:30 to 9 a.m. at the NCK Technical College in Beloit. The Health Fair includes blood draws, flu and COVID shots, and vital sign checks. Blood draws are not billable to insurance and no receipt is provided. Flu shots are billable to insurance, so bring your insurance card, regular flu shot for 6 months or older, and high dose for those 65 years or older. Also available are lab tests, including health panels, TSH, and AIC test, and PSA test for men. To schedule your appointment, call the Mitchell County Health Department, 738-5175. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Lakeside Elementary was selected as a National Blue Ribbon School Awardee for 2023. Lakeside Elementary was also chosen as an exemplary high-performance school. Lakeside Elementary is a rural school in north central Kansas which emphasizes educating the whole child. They are a community that works together to meet the individual needs of each and every child. Educating the whole child means setting aside time every single day to listen to their students. They focus on ensuring that students have multiple peers and adults in which they feel connected. They implement programs that are centered on caring for the social-emotional well-being of their students. These programs include Whole School Wednesday, morning meetings, explicit social-emotional instruction, 3 by Thursday, the mental health intervention team, positive office referrals, positive behavioral supports within the classroom. Also, educating the whole child is visible through their commitment to accessing essential mental health services for their students and their families through the mental health intervention team. When staff notices that families are unable to access these services on their own, they work diligently to find a way to overcome the obstacles. At Lakeside Elementary, they understand that they are here to educate the whole child. They not only strive to support their individual academic needs through research-based practices, but take pride in meeting their social-emotional needs. The mission of Wakanda USD No. 272 is to provide responsible, competent graduates who are well-adjusted, productive citizens, respecting themselves and others. They will be lifelong learners in a rapidly changing society. Wakanda Schools will provide a progressive and caring staff that uses a well-balanced curriculum in a safe and positive environment. Graduates from Wakanda USD No. 272 will be well-educated and socially productive citizens. That's the mission statement of Wakanda USD 272. We have the following job openings to tell you about. Winkle Manufacturing is now hiring a full-time position for a welder and materials handling. They're looking for a candidate with a positive attitude, good work ethic, and willingness to learn as they are willing to train the right person. Offering competitive wages and 100% employee-paid health insurance, apply in person at 2225 200 Road, Glen Elder, or call 545-3606 or text Allen at 545-6399. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service slash grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. The successful candidate should have customer relations skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, a positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum 2 years office experience, and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763 or email julie.harrison@cbacoop.com or send resume to Agmark LLC, Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, reminding you about their Walk Run for Life on Sunday, October 1st at 3 p.m. at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. There'll be a 5K run, 5K walk, 1 mile walk, and kids races. $25 entry fee includes free t-shirt while supplies last, meal, door prizes, entertainment. Register today at heartchoicesbeloit.com or call 738-3433. There will be a tailgate. Good game, good food. It's Lakeside versus Osborne football coming up on Friday, September 22nd at 6 p.m. at Lakeside High School. Ribeye steak sandwiches, cheesy potatoes, baked beans, and cookie. Tailgate sponsored by Remus Farms and Remus Plumbing. Free will donation. And the Old Settlers Day celebration, Smith Center, is this Saturday, September the 23rd. There'll be a tractor poker run at 1:30. There's a tractor show. There's trucks, machinery, gas engines, garden tractor, and collector displays. Free fun tractor pull, human sled at 4 o'clock, John Deere featured, all makes and models welcome for a part of the tractor and machinery show. Activities for kids of all ages. For more information, you can call 282-5317. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
There's another one. Way back to left field and gone. Nelson Velasquez in just 21 home games here at the K. His 11th home run in Royal Blue.
A three-run homer from Nelson Velasquez, and that really was all the Royals would need. They went 6-2 over the Guardians on Wednesday afternoon to finish a sweep over Cleveland. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports today's schedule. We have our Athlete of the Week, also Thursday Night Football upcoming. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school sports schedule for today in cross country. Osborne hosting their Invitational at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Lakeside, Osborne, Smith Center, St. John's, Sylvan Lucas, Thunder Ridge, and Tipton all competing from the area. Also at 4 o'clock today, the Republic County Invitational. Beloit, Pike Valley, Rock Hills, and Southern Cloud from the area competing at that one. High school volleyball this evening. Concordia is at Chapman in the NCKL with the action beginning at 5:15. And in girls tennis, Concordia hosting the Invitational. Beloit competing there as well. That's at 11 o'clock this morning is when things will get underway. For the full schedules and scores and notes for the area, visit ncksports.com. We do have high school football locker room chats coming up this evening as well. We'll talk with the head coaches of St. John's, Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills beginning around 5:15. You can always catch those locker room chats online at kdcountry94.com. And if you miss them, go to our locker room chat podcast on the website as well. The Smith Center senior Cameron Hutchinson has been named the NCKSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Hutchinson continues to build on her outstanding volleyball career at Smith Center. Over the weekend of the Republic County Tournament in Belleville, she surpassed the 2,000 assist mark for her career. And after Tuesday's sweeps of Oakley and Smith Center, she sits at 2,044 total assists. Hutchinson is a two-time first-team All-State pick by the Kansas Volleyball Association, a first-team All-MCL pick the past two seasons, second-team as a freshman. So far this season, she has 238 assists, setting at just under 93%. She has also registered 55 digs and is serving at just under 95% with 13 aces. Hutchinson has helped lead Smith Center to a 12-1 start this season, including a 4-1 second place finish at the Republic County Tournament this past Saturday. Congratulations to Smith Center senior Cameron Hutchinson, the NCKSSports.com Cunningham Teleporting Cable Athlete of the Week. We need your help in finding the Athlete of the Week. For more information, you can visit NCKSSports.com. We'll announce the winners each week, and you can nominate an athlete from any school sport. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Royals finished off a three-game sweep of the Guardians on Wednesday afternoon, winning 6-2 at Compton Stadium. Nelson Velasquez hit a three-run homer in the first, his 15th homer of the season. Guardians scored two in the fourth to get within one, but Bobby Witt Jr. had an RBI in the fourth, and the Royals tacked on one in each of the seventh and eighth. For the four-run victory, Zach Greinke got the start, but Angel Zerpa came on in relief and pitched 5 1/3 scoreless to move to 3-3 on the season. Royals manager Matt Quatero on Zerpa's outing.
The ball was moving. You know, he got good action on his pitches. He was executing the way he wanted, locating the way he wanted, and, you know, you see the strikeout numbers go up, and that was pretty exciting to watch.
The Royals are now 51-102, having won 7 of their last 8. They have today off before starting a three-game series with the Astros on Friday in Houston. In football, week 3 of the NFL season begins tonight. The 2-0 49ers hosting the 1-1 Giants. San Francisco has wins over the Steelers and Rams, while the Giants lost 40-0 to the Cowboys in week 1, but bounced back for a comeback 3-point win over the Cardinals in week 2. Kickoff for tonight's game set for 7:15 on Amazon Prime Video from Santa Clara. A quick programming note before we wrap this sportscast. We were joined this morning by Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, on the sports ticket to preview KU's Big 12 opener with BYU coming up this Saturday. Also, look back at their win over Nevada in Reno last Saturday. If you missed that interview, it's posted at the Sports Ticket Podcast at katycountry94.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.